And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson apparently needs a thesaurus. During a congressional hearing, the ranking member referred to an illegal alien shooting two National Guardsmen in the head as, quote, an unfortunate accident. And you can't distinguish between a car fender bender and a jihadist executing American soldiers. You might want to reconsider your fitness for a Homeland Security Committee. President Trump issued a stern warning to Europe after the European Commission recently slapped Elon Musk's ex with a $140 million fine for allegedly violating their Digital Services Act. Bureaucrats speak for allowing too much free speech. Europe has to be very careful, Trump said. They're going in some bad directions. The irony in it all is that X caught the European Commission exploiting a bug in their ad platform to artificially boost the reach of their announcements. The administration's domestic cleanup continues, with Education Secretary Linda McMahon convening a White House roundtable recently on higher education's ideological capture. McMahon didn't mince any words during the roundtable, saying DEI policies have turned universities from free marketplaces of ideas to purveyors of manufactured ideological conformity. And now to some health news. Congressman Eric Burleson is pushing Make America Healthy Again accounts, supercharged, tax-free health accounts, allowing $25,000 individual or $50,000 family contributions annually. The twist in all of this is that a portion can be spent on healthy food, produce, and gym memberships. His logic is kind of simple. Americans spend little on quality food, but astronomical sums on health care. Other countries do the opposite, with Medicare now the largest federal budget item and healthcare spending projected at $5.6 trillion this year. Maybe it's time we tried eating our vegetables instead of subsidizing insurance company bloats. The transgender conquest of women's sports has reached Irish dancing, of all places. A boy competing as a girl just won the under-16 girls' solo title for the third consecutive year. And when parents complained about this, the director asked for tolerance and respect for all dancers. But what was absent from his statement was any acknowledgement that girls deserve fair competition against other girls. I guess that's too radical a concept for modern athletics. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed an assisted suicide bill allowing terminally ill adults with 6 months to live to obtain lethal prescriptions. In lighter news, Live Nation and Ticketmaster is facing a class action. Consumers allege the company's monopoly allowed artificially inflated prices. And anyone who's paid a $47 convenience fee to print their own tickets on their own printer in their own home, probably not shedding any tears for Live Nation or Ticketmaster. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you could do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.